I grew up with a mother with lumpy legs. Like, seriously, intense varicose veins. It looked like she had hard marbles embedded in her calves, and there were literally like raised purple tunnels wrapped around her legs. She never complained about them, and she never even talked about having them fixed. And it was kind of cool because I think she really just didn't give a shit. So when we were kids, when I was growing up, we couldn't do family vacations. We just couldn't afford it. So instead, my mom would take us to the pool. We belonged to Kiwanis Swim Club in Baltimore City. We're talking 50 years ago, okay? So my mom would schlep us all to the pool, my three brothers, my sister, and myself. And I'll tell you, despite those varicose veins, man, she could bring it. She was the queen of laying out. She had that lounge chair spread out. She took her sheet and she would tie it with safety pins. She had this whole way of doing it. And you know this, she had the most intense, deep, darkest tan you could imagine. And you know what the secret of that tan was? Baby oil and iodine. She shook it up. She had her own little concoction. People would literally stop her on the street and they'd be like, "Where'd you get that tan?" And they would actually guess that she had, "Have you been to Bermuda?" Which she loved. She had never been anywhere besides Ocean City. And it just, I think she just loved it that they thought she actually could have. So we had this game we would play at the pool. I would get a little Dixie cup full of pool water. And I would, like, sneak up behind her, you know, supposedly sneak up behind her. And I would sprinkle the water all over her legs. And she would squeal, woo-hoo! And I remember looking and seeing the water beat up on her brown skin. And then you'd hear over the loudspeaker, Mr. Kitty, he was the pool manager. "It is now time for an adult swim." Well, my mother would rise up and head to the deep end of that pool, and she would dive in. She wasn't one of those mothers that didn't want to get her hair wet. She dove in and would come up, and it'd be all slicked back. But the best part, she'd stand up, and she'd reach out to me. I'd be on the edge of the pool. She'd be like, "I'm like, Mom, it's an adult swim." I'm like, "I'm all," you know, she did not follow the rules. She's like, "Get in here." So I would jump in, and I would wrap my body around her body. And I remember, like, putting my head in the crook for, like, her neck. And I could smell her perfume mixed with the oil. And I felt so freaking loved and safe. And I was, it was so cool because I knew the other kids were jealous. Like, "Yeah, you wish your mother would let you jump in." And we would dance. She would dance us through the pool to the deep end. So at 13, my parents got divorced. And they sold the house. My mom and I moved into an apartment. My three brothers were away at college. My sister had moved out. We still belonged to the pool, but I went by myself. And just like that, like, my mom was one of those women in the 70s, right? That wave of divorce. And it seemed like overnight she went from being like a housewife to this fabulous executive. She started out at Montgomery Ward's, worked her way up. She worked at Reuben H. Donnelly. She was so proud of that, which was the Yellow Pages advertising. She, like I said, she was fabulous. She wore suits and high heels and satin shirts and went to happy hours, right? She actually looked like Alexis Carrington from Dynasty. I don't know if you remember that. She's right there. You can come up later and look. Joan Collins, right? And she would come to Mercy High School where I went. Here's one for you, Harper Valley PTA. That was Rose. She comes strutting up there in her heels, have a cig, put it out of the way in. I was so, one hand, I was so proud of her. None of the other mothers were like her. But then I was like, man, I wish she could just wear like wraparound skirts and sell Girl Scout cookies like a normal mother, you know? So we started fighting, and it pretty much lasted forever, fighting with my mother. And looking back, I was like, why did we fall? What started all that? I realized it was because my mom was done. She had had three sons, you know, her daughter, and she was still stuck with me to raise. And she was pretty vocal about it, you know. She'd be like, if I didn't have you, you know, then I could be happy. And I'm like, who the hell says that to a kid, right? She made me feel guilty for needing anything, and she called me selfish all the time. And I think that's when I started thinking I hated her. So I moved out at 17 as fast as I could, went to school, got married. Well, of course, she didn't like my husband. He was an artist, musician, and he wasn't going to make any money. And she would say to me, she'd pull me off to the side and be like, don't you wish you had married a stockbroker? And literally, when she brought up the idea that she could come with me and support me during my son's birth, I literally like laughed in her face. I was like, why would I want you there? I would stand on Mother's Day, you know, you have to get cards for your mother on Mother's Day. I would always scoff at that. Remember standing at the aisle and, you know, bitching to the person next to me. Why didn't they make cards that are accurate? Like, thank you for treating me like shit my whole life, right? Like, for real. And believe it or not, I could actually tell if she had her makeup on over the phone. For real. She was an amazing grandmother. I'll give her that. We called her Nina. She picked my, after my divorce, she was so much help to me. She picked my kids up from school. She took Nick to get pizza. She took my daughter to get her hair cut at She Shops in Cross Keys. She would call us and sing, Jeepers, Creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Like that, to try to scare us, because they had that, they love those scary music shows together. What else? She would call me on a Sunday, like 2 o'clock, and be like, come on over for dinner. You can show up, eat, and leave. We don't even have to talk. And I would, most of the time, we'd end up in a fight, and I'd leave. Oh, and she loved to complain about those asshole drivers on 83. Everybody knew that asshole was my mother's favorite cuss word. She made no bones about it. And she, if you gave her any, you know, grief for it, she'd be like, I like to cuss. It makes me feel better. You know, like, screw you. So my mom could really bring it until like her 80s. And then overnight, it was like a flick of a switch, she got old. And the dementia started, and it was a slow process. You know, God, I was so mean. She would start calling me like 4 times a day. Where are you? So I got to the point every time, and she did this to my brother too. When I'd see it was her, I'd literally like answer the phone, hi mom, it's Hillary, I'm in my chair, in my desk, in my office, like I had the whole litany, like 4 times a day. Now looking back, I feel kind of bad about it. And then she started to just plant herself in her chair. She had a leather, you know, easy boy chair, and she just watched TV all day, greasy hair, no makeup. I would go visit her, and I'd take her garlic shrimp. Had to be from Towson's Best, no other place. She started eating less and less and talking, eating less and less and talking less and less, too. But I did, you know, I would sit, I would go visit her. We'd sit, we'd watch MASH, maybe, or RFD. I'd brush her hair. My favorite thing to do was I was reading Gone with the Wind to her. We love Gone with the Wind. She loved Gone with the Wind. She loved Rhett Butler. We'd bitch about Ashley. How Ashley was the... We didn't like Ashley at all. And Melanie was, you know, so weak. And by that point, she was wearing adult diapers, and I'd be like, Ma, stand up. I got to see if you're wet or not, you know? I would brush her hair. Sometimes we would hold hands. Not that often, but sometimes. And then she ended up in bed all the time. And my family was really, really blessed because my sister, who is a Buddhist nun, was willing to really provide 24/7 care for my mom, like a long time, thank God. And my brother, Doug, and I would take turns to help her out. My mom was in bed pretty non-responsive, or, you know, she knew you were there, but she wasn't talking at this point. And I would sit with my mom, and I remember standing up this one time, and I had put lotion on my hands, and I rubbed her legs. And I remember thinking they weren't as lumpy anymore. But the worst thing was looking and seeing that she didn't have any tan lines. She was just one pale body. So also during that time, I shared myself with my mother in a way I never would have, right? Like, I would never be vulnerable with my mother. That was like death, right? Just. So I started sharing stuff. And maybe the fact that she couldn't really criticize and respond back, it kind of worked. She just had to sit there and hear. So I told her about, I said, Ma, you thought I had it all together when I was going through my divorce, but I didn't. It's hard, because I had to be tough. And I told her about the abortion that I had at the end of my marriage, and how sometimes I wonder about what it would be like to have that child with me. And I shared with her how scared I am that my own relationship with my daughter will not be better than ours. So my mom died about 4 years ago. And she died 4 years ago. And I have been so struck by how much I think about her. Like, every day I think about her when I'm making a cake, and I think about how she taught me to put butter in the pan and then the flour, like old school, and I can still hear her fingers like clinking up against the pan. I fall apart if I smell roast beef because it reminds me of those wonderful dinners. And whenever I hear the word asshole, it's like, there's my mom. So about a month ago, I had to get a mammogram. I was diagnosed with stage 1 cancer a year ago. I'm fine, but I had to go for my last one to see if I was cancer-free. And I'm sitting in the waiting room waiting, and there's all these older women around, and I started crying, and I didn't know why. And I realized that at 62 years old, I really wanted my mom. And I used to say that time in the pool was my only lovely memory of my mother. And now I know there are so many more. And I know this isn't a Mother's Day card, but happy Mother's Day, Ma.